today I'm going to be cleaning out my car. I did like a full clean of the back. My daughter's area is a little full now. We are trading in our car. I am going to miss the Bronco this much. Literally this much. And that's only on days that my children are not with me, which is never, because we just had a baby just over a month ago and we do have a 5-year-old. And this little area in the back, when his doona is clipped in, this little area in the back is the only area that anybody else can fit in the car, if me and my husband are both in the car. So it's usually me who has to squeeze back there and climb over the car seats, and it's so uncomfortable. There's no AC in the back. There's no lights in the back. The soft top is so loud. When we put stuff in the trunk, you have to like lift that part up. I have cloth seats, no heated seats, no air-conditioned steering wheel, like no bells and whistles. It's a very utility car. When I had Everett, the lack of AC was just like, I'm not keeping this. We are not going anywhere, or I'm not keeping this. This, you can just like push the back, like the front back, and you have a topless vehicle. Amazing. Not ideal for moms. Not ideal anywhere. Nothing about this car is ideal for moms. If you're thinking about getting a Bronco, this is a 2023. Soft top, not ideal. Cloth, not ideal. I just got all weather mats, which is a lot better than the rugs. And I got all new tires, of course. And now I'm trading it in. So we are cleaning out the miscellaneous things in our console and my glove box. And I think that's it. Gardening shears. An ornament. The guy just texted me to figure out a time to come pick up the car. So we are getting a 2023 Ford Explorer. I had a 2019 Ford Explorer before this, and I don't know why I ever got rid of it. I found a dollar. Yep. Well, I hope someone can relate to this. This is very niche, but pregnancy tests, used pregnancy tests. Some negatives, probably some positives, but if you're anything like me and constantly working and constantly testing and testing and testing and testing, you're going to have pregnancy tests everywhere. Work badge. Alani shampoo. You never know when you need it.
Hair clip.
Hair clip.
Another hair clip.
A work bag with tourniquets, needles, tape, alcohol swabs. We got baby F. Ooh, the title to my dad's van. I told him that I knew where that was and that I would do it all over for him because he needs a new title again, because the other one got messed up or something, and I did it for him, the DMV, but I didn't know where it was. But now I do. It was in my car. Baby vitamin D drops. Cubes. Nail polish, because who does not paint their nails while they're driving? Trauma shears. A single piece of gum. And a binky. The back where my daughter sits.
Balloon.
Water bottle.
Baby's blanket.
Swim towel. Shoes. Always. My kid always. Oh. 5,000 band-aids stuck together. Cute headband. Coloring book and markers. Another headband. Gucci. Because my kid is bougie. I'm gonna be leaving the all-weather mats to trade it in. And I'm really, that really pains me because they were like $600. I will do a car tour and the little things that I bought for that already, because just, you know, I'm super excited to have like an actual mom car again. But yeah, see you later.